Mr. Hlabisa, my name is Eric Nagy from the Citizen newspaper. I'm the political editor of that. I always wanted to talk to you, you know.
Thank you very much.
My first question is, what is your strategic approach to coalitions as the IFP? How do you decide who to align with?
Eric, the truth of the matter in South Africa is that coalition have come to stay. We saw it in 2016 during the local government elections. It evidently became clear in 2021 as we saw many municipalities, remaining hung municipalities, that require political parties to work together in order to give stability. You see, if you do not prepare for the coalition governments in 2024, we will stay with the same of what we are having in the metros in Johannesburg, the closest of where we are. If Johannesburg was a country, we would be a joke in the world. Four mayors in 20 months. This means every 5 months there is a new mayor. We can't afford such as a country. The IFP, therefore, is part of the like-minded political parties who wants to have a stable government in 2024 should the ANC fail to get more than 50%. The truth is, ANC has failed our people, has failed our country. Crime is a problem. Unemployment is growing. Load shedding. We are on stage 6 today. Inflation is growing. Many businesses have to shut down their doors. This is all due to the failures of the ANC. Therefore, when it comes to the issue of coalition, we are open to any political party that wants to have a country that will be ruled through law, a country that will be firm to stand up against crime. Our borders are porous borders. We need to have an effective control over our borders in order to fight against crime, unemployment. There are so many people who are coming from our neighboring countries who are working in South Africa. One, they are not documented. The work that they perform can be done by the South African people. So we are of the view, we need a government that will prioritize people of South Africa, put South Africa first. So now, we are at a preliminary discussions with a number of political parties with a view of holding a national convention in August. We are very pessimistic, we are very much optimistic that so many parties will be joining. And some of them will even join closer to the elections, and some will even come and join during the time of a coalition. But our standpoint, with whoever we are engaged in discussions, we are not going to form any alliance before elections. The IFP will be a standalone party when we go to elections with our own identity, with our own manifesto, with our own principles and values, which we have sold to people of South Africa for so many years ago. Mm. But should there is no party get more than 50% in terms of votes in the elections next year, we are open to a coalition government with political parties who will fix the broken society that has been broken down by the ruling party.
You having interaction with the DA at the moment in terms of the coming national convention and possible coalitions?
We are involved in discussions with the Democratic Alliance, Action SA, Freedom Front Plus, and the NFP is also involved, and other parties who are not yet represented at the National Assembly. It's a range of these political parties, but we are still pursuing political parties who are represented in the National Assembly from the opposition to come together and fix our society. Of course, the DA, we have a working relationship in KwaZulu-Natal through a coalition government. They are our partners as we speak in governance, where we prioritize the needs of the people. That is why we have no challenge in open discussion with them at a national level. As I'm saying, Action SA is also involved and other political parties.
Your interaction with the DA is seen as a threat by the ANC, especially when it comes to power in KwaZulu-Natal. Do you see yourself as the IFP now coming back to power through this coalition, this kind of discussion you are having with the DA? Is that posing a threat to the ANC?
It is not the fact that we are now in a discussion with the DA that presents a threat to the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. The threat is presented by the mere fact that the IFP is gaining momentum in different parts of KwaZulu-Natal. This has been shown by by-election. We have been at Umzwabantu. We took a stronghold of the ANC at Umhlathuze, at Madlankala. We took a stronghold of the ANC down at Umhlabialingana. We took the ward of the ANC at Umthonjaneni municipality. We've taken two wards from the ANC. In a variety of areas in KwaZulu-Natal, the IFP is on the rise. And our target next year is the people of KwaZulu-Natal must endorse the IFP as a sole political party to govern their province, because they know our track record. And if you are not in a coalition, it's very easy to make decisions, because you do not consult too much before you make a decision. But should the people of KwaZulu-Natal do not give us 50% plus one, we will be amicable in a coalition. Obviously, the Democratic Alliance will be the first choice, because as we speak now, we are working with them in a coalition in KwaZulu-Natal. But our first choice is to govern that province with the will of the people as an IFP alone.
Are you saying that with confidence that you are going to win in 2024?
No. I cannot say we are going to win, because for a political party to win, it depends on the will of the people. We are presenting the IFP to the people of South Africa, to the people of KwaZulu-Natal, that here is the IFP ready to govern and fix a broken down province by the ANC. It will be up to the people of South Africa and people of KwaZulu-Natal whether they give us that opportunity to once again govern KwaZulu-Natal.
You seem to be actually not even talking about the EFF. EFF is one of the players, but you don't. You seem to be not trusting of them.
No, the EFF, it is on record that we had a coalition with the EFF. The coalition broke down in January 2023, and we are on record as the IFP that we still remain open to the discussions with the EFF, because in politics, you never say never. You don't close doors. As long as the EFF wants to engage the IFP and is agreeable on the principles and values we hold as a political party, we will have no problem in engaging the EFF. The only problem with the ANC, it is very corrupt, mm-hmm. and it has destroyed our country. Crime, unemployment, inflation, load shedding, and the Zondo Commission outcome has not yet been effected up to now. So now, even if we would want to get into a coalition with the ANC, it will be a difficult thing to do because of the baggage the ANC carries, and the people of South Africa will have to question as to, we wanted to vote the ANC out, but to bring it back behind the closed door. Why are you doing that? That is why our aim is to provide an alternative government that will remove the ANC from power, because the ANC has failed our people.
Yeah, are you going to work with the DA in Gauteng? Do you think that will help you, the DA as well, and you, to rule Gauteng?
As you rightly know, that there was a coalition after 2021 local government elections in Gauteng, which included a range of political parties, the DA, Action SA, Freedom Front Plus, and a number of them. Obviously, Gauteng has been destroyed by the ANC. The first choice will be remove the ANC from power in Gauteng with a coalition bloc of the political parties with whom we are engaging now, and we will be engaging up to the day when elections results are announced, and also decide after the election results that if no party gets more than 50%, who do we form the coalition with? Obviously, the political parties we are engaged with are the one with whom we are preparing, because we do not want to be caught unprepared, as you see what is happening in COJ, what is happening in the city of Johannesburg, Eburuleni. The political parties were found unprepared, and they're not doing even groundwork even now to ensure a stable government in terms of negotiating. Yes. What is it that you agree upon, except in making deals? Because what you see at COJ is just deals which are not going to benefit our people as much, except the two political parties who will manipulate the mayor from the smallest political party.
My last question before I give to my colleague here. Do you see yourself as a AFP as a national or regional player? Because in some people say the AFP is a KZN party.
The truth of the matter, the propaganda of the early 90s and violence forced the AFP to be limited at large in KwaZulu-Natal. As we speak now, you know, we have councillors in Gauteng, we have a member of the provincial assembly in Gauteng, we have councillors in Mpumalanga province. So now that on its own tells you that we are not a regional party, we are a national party, and we are in a program of expanding our footprint. Our performance was very good in the last by-election in Mpumalanga province, where we even got more votes than the EFF compared to the previous results. We are making inroads in the Free State, and we are hopeful that in 2024 we will be making more we will be getting more support in the provinces outside KwaZulu-Natal, more in Gauteng, more in Mpumalanga, and in the Free State.
Thank you very much.